Design the World with Benham Bantalablu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, helping me understand the Iranian aggression, but more than that now, the Iranian arms industry, not only drones, but the missiles, the intercontinental missiles suggested, the short-range missiles, the missiles that can be used to attack its neighborhood. However, exporting missiles. What is the status of the sanctions on the Iranian missile program, Benham?
So there's some good news and some bad news. By this October, particularly October 18th, it's a date that the 2015 nuclear deal calls transition day. Two sets of penalties or restrictions are designed to lapse or expire or sunset. There's the old Iran nuclear deal ones that require the U.S. and the Iranians to carry out certain commitments. That's highly unlikely given that the U.S. and the Iranians are not in the deal. But the Europeans are still in the deal. And if you look at the commitments Europe is supposed to relieve sanctions on, it involves relieving sanctions on upwards of 300 different persons and entities tied to Iran's robust domestic defense base, to include the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the aerospace force of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and a whole cadre of affiliates and subsidiaries that procure and produce and proliferate ballistic missiles. So that would be the definition of an own goal for the Europeans to actually carry out. Fortunately, reporting from late June, early July of this year is indicating that the Europeans are looking to hold the line on these missile sanctions, which is going to be great news if it does end up happening. The bad news is, given their penchant to not go all the way and given their risk aversion, they do look like they're about to let the UN penalties lapse. And the UN penalties that are designed to lapse this October on Iran relate to three things. One is an asset freeze of some members of its military and nuclear establishment. Two is a prohibition on all ballistic missile activities, particularly tests of ballistic missiles. By way of example, the ballistic missile monograph I had produced a little while ago that studied these different launches showed that from 2015, July, when the deal was agreed to end of 2022 in December, the Islamic Republic had launched 228 ballistic missiles in satellite launches, tests, and military operations and drills. So that's 228 too many, if you ask me. And then lastly, there is a lapsing prohibition on select transfers of both technology and long-range strike systems that could go both into missiles and drones. So the UN will be taking the handcuffs off of Iran this October. There is a way to stop it, but neither the Biden administration nor the Europeans look to be interested in that approach. And that approach is snapback. Just by way of brief introduction, snapback is the political and legal mechanism available to America and select European states on the UN Security Council to restore the previous architecture of international pressure on the Islamic Republic, which included calls for zero enrichment in Iran, which had a permanent arms ban on Iran, a permanent ballistic missile injunction against Iran. All of this stuff was traded away, brought to you by the politics of the 2015 nuclear deal known as the JCPOA. And Europe and America's desire to keep that deal, even a ghost of itself, on life support is what is going to prevent it from taking the right action come this October.
Finally, we have a minute. The head of the IRGC, Salami, is talking about preparing for the protests that remember the anniversary of the death of Mahsa Amini in September. Are the protests still ready to continue?
You know, while the scale and the scope of the protests have diminished, the protest movement certainly not. And make no mistake, what we saw in May 2022, what we saw in 2021, what we saw in November 2019, what we saw in January, February 2020, what we saw throughout 2018, what we saw in late 2017, all of this is part of one larger national revolution by the population, which is nationalist, to overthrow and push past the regime and its elite and its leadership, which is Islamist. So come the anniversary of the death of the violent killing of Mahsa Amini, I certainly would expect more protests, but let's make sure we are listening to the voices of these protesters, who they want, what they want, and perhaps we can take our cues from what's going on in the street in Iran rather than put words in their mouth or elsewhere. So again, the 1-year anniversary, major thing to keep your eye on. The regime is correct to be afraid because they know that this large wave of boom and bust protests against the regime wants the regime gone.
Benham Bantalablu, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Benham.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.